and the happiest and best we can muster. Wednesday to all Hank fans and family that choose to celebrate it. No fools. No fools.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
Huh?
He's still got that go get him spirit. He does. I mean, he's not a fair.
Maybe he's going around the moon.
Today's his day.
On Thursday.
No, that's not Mark. I know. Thank you. Oh, geez. Now somebody out there thinks it's Thursday. Probably me.
April Fool's.
Thanks, Mark.
That's the extent of the pranks on this show. Yeah. Blame him. It is the first day of the fourth month of 2026. 91 in, 274 left to go today. Aside from April Fool's Day, is otherwise known as Take Your Horse to Work Day.
I like it.
That'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a nice little prank.
And if somebody could give me a horse, that would greatly expedite this product.
I'm pretty sure we could accommodate that.
Mm. You have extra horses?
I mean, we're the station. They're listening to us in the barns right now. It is sourdough bread day.
Ooh, I do love the sourdough.
As do I. As do I. But it is a carb, and I pretty much love all carbs.
Yeah, but it's also, it's kind of like this prebiotic thing in it and how your body digests it.
You lost me
at
probiotics.
Listen, because you should tell that to your wife.
Is it protein? Everything else is protein now.
Believe it or not, it's not a protein.
Get a bowl of protein just down the street.
But gluten is.
National Jump in Muddy Puddles Day. Well, we'll have that opportunity later on tonight, certainly. Forecast coming up. It's National Trombone Players Day.
Hi, Herb.
This evening marks the start of Passover, which will run actually into next week.
Very nice.
On this date in history, things happen. Gentleman in 1778 named Oliver Pollock created the dollar sign.
Clock in the dollars? That's what the kids say.
On this date in 1889, the first dishwashing machine came out in Chicago, no less.
What was his name? Oh, stop it. That's enough out of you.
Oliver Pollock was his name. 1950, that would be money laundering. Sorry. 1954, happy birthday to the Air Force Academy.
Oh, look at that. Colorado Springs.
First ever boots of Doc Marten came out on this date in 1960.
Ooh, did they come with a flat iron and your own black hair dye?
Have they ever updated them, ever?
I don't think so.
On this date in 1963, General Hospital debuted.
Ooh, Luke and Laura. Yes. It was a big wedding.
Or was it?
Everyone's invited.
Robert Scorpio.
We all were. On this date, 1967, the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum opened up on Music Row.
6-7.
Easy, Leslie. Don't encourage her. 1970, the AMC Gremlin rolled off of the assembly line. Mm. That was unfortunate.
Yeah, when you really need a car that looks like a fishbowl.
And drives like one.
Mm.
1979, Nickelodeon was launched. Happy birthday, Nickelodeon.
I'm going to slime you. Be careful.
And happy birthday to the world's largest honky-tonk, one of our homes away from homes here at Hank FM, opening on this date in 1981, Billy Bob's Texas. That's some greatness. On this date, 1985, David Lee Roth quits Van Halen.
Yeah!
Rock and roll was never, ever the same.
It's almost as good as the Billy Ray.
That was in 85?
That was 85, yeah.
What was wrong with him? They had just come out with Panama.
Well, he'd just come out with California Girls.
I don't care that he came out. This was not
and
a good
the
decision.
EP. I was a fan. 1997, as part of an April Fool's joke, Pat Sajak hosted Jeopardy, and Alex Trebek hosted Wheel of Fortune.
Pat, you are so wacky.
Wow.
April Fool's!
Hey, should we do that? Should we switch up shows with Elle and we go host on the ranch and she comes over here?
They
would
love that.
Everyone's invited.
I don't think so, honey.
Does their headphone jack work?
On this date, happy birthday to Gmail. And sadly, on this date last year, we lost the great Val Kilmer.
Cause it's birthday time. What a day
But we got birthdays today. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday
to Logan Paul. I take that back.
So he's the guy with the brother, and then he makes the YouTube.
Jake is
his
brother.
Now he's fighting.
Well, he's WWE. Yeah.
But isn't one of them like a UFC? Can't we all get along?
Jake Paul is the boxer.
Yeah.
Who just got his bell rung, actually, when he fought somebody his own age. And then Logan Paul is your WWE superstar. Yeah. Well, them's the facts.
More on your sports reports with Heather Lee later on.
Lady A's Hillary Scott is 40 today.
Attagirl, 27 and a half, like the rest of us.
Kip Moore, country singer, 46.
He's the one that does all the flips off the stage and everything, doesn't he?
He's puntable. That is for sure. That is for sure. Speaking of WWE, the apex predator, the Viper, Randy Orton, is 46 today. He will get you out of nowhere. John Goslin of John and K Plus 8, 49.
Baby Daddy.
Joe Francis, he created Girls Gone Wild. Why does he still make the sheet?
I don't know. He's
53. And Susan Boyle, who was once a thing a while ago, is 65. Happy birthday to Hank fan Michael Owen today. And that is why we love this April Fool's Day.
Me and Heather Lee, where we take goofing off very seriously.